Shur Yud Gimel and Sukkah continued. Chof Tishrei Hetov Shemim Av, October 9th, 1980, and Thursday continued.
The whole tangible, Lechitze, yours, source code, up, just face the Lechitze, the sand surface of the hill, and then you retrace it, and you go up, over the sand surface of the cave cell, that is my problem. So we don't have to resolve it here. So maybe we have it in the Lechitze of all. But if we have it in the Lechitze of all, so now, in order to become a Rishisayot on the basis of the Din Yechitza of Obud, so what becomes a Rishisayot in the Domus? Only the Gav, the top surface of Domus. The top surface of Domus. So the top surface of Domus has evoked Tashmish of Dalad al Dalad. Mashem came here when you have here the king cell does not have Dalad al Dalad. The Mechitze Kayim that is on top of the hill does not have Dalad al Dalad. It's very thin. Let's say the king cell has a leaf, let's say, of 2 tefachim, not of 4 tefachim. So the melee, the question is, it has to be true that this Geva, the Geva, the height of the two-dimensional Mechitze, of the surf consisting of first of the surface of the hill, the side surface of the hill, and then the side surface of Gomu, he has it in the chitzel. So what should become Erich Hayochit? What? The top of the kinesel. But the top of the kinesel is not the Dalar Dalar, because it has only a leaf of the tefachim. So how can, so by your root, so the side surface of Gomu is in the chitzel of Yud, has it in the chitzel of Yud. And then it has the walking down of the top surface, the gavon. But here, the gavon of the cane cell does not have a width of Dalat Vachim. So it cannot be a Rishisayochit. It cannot be a Rishisayochit. But, so this is Kashi is true, it cannot be. That's why the Chizde says it's not a Rishisayochit. But since he is able to put walls from one wall to the other wall, and then we establish over the whole width of the hill from one king cell to the other. So the melee, the top of the king cell, Hamisho, also is Dalat al Dalat. So it should have been the Rishis HaYochit. That's the discussion. But only because, so this is Teretz, that here we cannot say that the Gaba king cell, Hamisho, is a mocking tashmish of Dalet by virtue of the fact that he can put it both from one case to the other, because it's a very expensive area. So it's not likely that the person will do it. Even Mamut, which is a very narrow area, so then no probability he's going to be mishtamish over the surface by putting something on the pegs. But here, since it's an extensive area, he's not going to do that. So the melee, the gap of the case of Hamisho is not in mocking or only tashmish of Dalet al Dalet. So the melee, true that the surface of the hill, together with the surface, the side surface of the case, constitute a din chitza bomut, but it cannot become a mishayochit because by omut, so we have a gap of Dalet al Dalet on top. Here we don't have a God of Dalai. Now, why don't we say, but at the bottom, at the bottom of the hill, at the bottom of the hill, we have Dalai there, yeah, maybe thousand by thousand or more. The answer is, at the bottom, there is not yet the level of Devayut. You see, here is the hill of fire. It's here, of course, here you have a very wide, broad area of establishment. Of Ishtamshas. But at this level, do you have a mechitz of you? You don't have a mechitz of you. Some may have, some, but if we say it's alkin, so then it becomes a mechitz of kitzel. So it's makif the whole tail. Some may have, this, the surface of the tail, of the hill, itself is a vicious idol. Mashenke, if we are not mitzal, then it doesn't become a rishayochim that is affected through actual mechitzes that an open space that they encounter. But it should become a rishayochim because of the big mechitzes of the two-dimensional mechitzes of the science of the omud. Here too, the science, a two-dimensional mechitze that consisting of the side, the surface side, the side surface of the hill, plus the side surface of the cane cell. But, so where does it reach a height of 10? Only here. But here there is no mocking stashes of the Dalet. So that's why, and the fact that he could put balls across the whole way from one case to the other, but it's not something that he's going to do, it's not likely that he's going to do it. So anyway, the top of the cane cell does not have a deal of invoking all the tashish of Dalet Dalet. Some may not have a Rishayochi. But according to Merema, it is a Rishayochi. Because there is civil. So then, the body becomes a Rishayochi. Now, so what is this? Rashi takes this assumed, apparently, that we are dealing here with the Teil Hamisho, with Mechitzo Hamisho, that is very, very narrow. And so this is in the Kashi. So then, so we have a Din Mechitzo of Teil of Amut, consisting of the side surface of the hill, together with the side surface of the Kaisel, and then it's invoking Tashmish of Dalet Dalet, because this is assumed in the Kashi that it's a relatively narrow tail. So it's a relatively narrow tail. So this is in the Teretz. This is in the Teretz. Know that it's an extensive area. It involves an extensive area. Now, so the melee, at the point where there is a mechitza of youth on top of the cane cell, so there is no walking dalet of tashmish of dalet al dalet, walking tashmish of dalet al dalet. So the melee, it's not a mishtayach. But if we had reference to a small area where it would be likely to put that before, so then the top of the cane cell would be considered as invoking the holy tashmish of Dalet al Dalet, so merely top of the cane cell would become a Rishis HaYochid on the basis of the Din Chitzes of Omud. Not of Itzil, but just of Omud. Of Omud. So merely even the Teich of the hill would become a Rishis HaYochid on the basis of Chodesh. That's Tesis Vashi. That's it. Right. Now, there is a very long Reb Chaim, and he really analyzes the whole deal of mechitzes. I mean, it's all it's there. So, Reb Chaim raises another question. Reb Chaim raises another question. Now, let's go over the Gemara Shabbos. Omar Abai, Zohar Kaveres, Omar Abai, אמר הבעל זו רק הדרס של שרב עשו על זה קובע יהוד ורחוב ורוב חי רחוב ורוב פות רחוב ורוב פות so if someone throws a cylinder that is, has a height of 10 and it has and the diameter is not 6 so it's high behind but suppose the height is 10 and the diameter is 6 vochim the diameter of the cylinder is 6 vochim so then it's what so Rashi says of course the cheshbon so Rashi raises a question because the cheshbon of Rechov Avor the diameter of 4 of 6 is based upon the halacha of kol amse v'ribui amse v'trei chum shevalase I mean this is of course I mean it's not accurate but this is halacha because it's a question of the din how are we to compute the square root of 2 so that means kol amse v'ribui amse v'trei chum shevalase that means that the square root of 2 is to be considered at the approximation of 1 2/5. It's more, but that's the approximation. No matter how many decimal places you take, it will still be an approximation. So that's the halacha. So the mele, in order to be a mishtayochin, so it must be dalavatale. The cylinder is round, it's circular. So it must be so large, the circumference must be so that you will be able to inscribe the square of Dalai Lama. So in other words, if it's a circular thing, if it's a circular object, then in order to have a din of Dalai, it must have more than Dalai. It must be capable of inscribing a square inside the cylinder, a square of Dalai Lama. So in other words, in order, so Rashi raises the question, why does Abaye say, Gevei Ayuz Veino Rechobobo Vizchaye, Abaye should say, Zohar Taberes Moshe Sarabi, Gevei Ayuz Veino Rechobo Hei and 3/5, if the diameter does not have the Recha of 5 3/5, so anyway, so then he's higher. But if the diameter in that cylinder is 5 3/5, so melee that means according to the cheshbon of kol amse v'ribui amse v'trei chum shevalase, so you could inscribe a square of dalet dalet inside that cylinder. So the mele it has a din of mishtayochin, and since it's a mishtayochin, so Rashi says that then it's not an object, it's not a chinket, it's a rishus, and zrikas rishuyes is poter. One is chayev only on zrikas chapotzim, not on zrikas rishuyes, or as the Rashi and Tosfos say, because if it's a mishtayochin, so then the halacha is considered a mishtayochin, whatever the reason. But why davke rechobo vov, eino rechobo vov chayev? Abaye should say, eino rechobo, hey, v'gimu chemish. That's what Rashi did. So Rashi says, eino chemish. Rashi says, eino chemish. But Abaye l'dok, he doesn't mean l'dok, has to show him l'dok, he just made a mistake. It means, la'fis eino yisashatz. With Rabono, so it's l'dok. With Rabono, it's l'dok, l'chomo. אַפֿאַגאַב די ישע אַלאַכס אין דעם חוב שישע, ווי חייב מיר מיט רבונן, אַב די איך שישע. אַבער וואָט אַל די קאָבל ווי מאַנס זיי האָב איך טוכע, ווי די מחומשין, די האָב איך זייער פֿשיש. די האָב איך זייער, דאָס וואָט רעכט. קיין זעץ זייט, די חוב שישע קאָט, פיר שראַך, די דאַפ קען אַ קאַצ'יש. די דייט ווי אַ קאַבער איז יש פֿעם שני חומש. ווי צוריך שיע אַב יבאַל די זיך אַ קאַבער. וגובי היוד, אבל גם בנאבי גובי היוד, אלו עם השוליים. עם השוליים. So in other words, he says, the difference. אם אינך נאבי, if inside, if the diameter inside, if you, the diameter inside is 5 3/5, then it's already perfect. But when Abaye says Rechovo, in Rechovo, he means he measures it from the outside, from here to here, not from here to here. But when, if you measure it, that's the mitzvah. In other words, that when you measure the diameter from this outside to this outside, then the diameter is 6 foot. But when you measure from here to here, then it's 5 3/5. And 3/5. Okay. So, this is what the Rav says. Then what Teisve says, Teisve rejects the Shita of the Rav. They near a Pirushach. The Upechu Yisabeir mitzdarev nanu lechovah b'yasavuot. We have a machlekes between the Rav and Rashi. According to the Rav, so the Nira Pirushach, the Ubi Echulis Abeya, Mitzdarif Nama Lechol Abeya, Larpo, Mishpichose Lumina Cholo Mide Ulishtamish, Kidoma Pirek Hale, Gabe, Mila Kule Bisayis, it's all Lena, Hodin Lokatoka Shishori Doki Pirushach. So according to Tesis, even if the diameter from the outside here to the outside here is only 5 3/5, so already be perfect. According to the Rav, if the diameter from the outside here to the outside here is 5 3/5, he'll be high. According to Tesis, if the diameter from outside here to outside here is 5 3/5, according to Tesis, he'll be perfect. Why does Tesis say he's perfect? Because that's Tesis Shita like here. He says, because of the Gemara. Of is so Mele, as long as there is the diameter from outside here to outside here is 5 3/5. So that means that the tap here from the outer surface of the caverns up to the outside surface of the Deifel HaKaveres on this side is 5 3/5, so you can put it up and be mishtamish over an area of 5 3/5, even though inside the Kaveres he couldn't tell the mishtamshes of 5 3/5, which means dalet al dalet square. But as long as outside on top he could put a dab and be mishtamish over an area or a circular area of 5 3/5, which means in a meruba, dalet al dalet, so mumele, the rim of the kavera says the din of rishtayoch. Why? Because teisve shiti is, this is what Chaim points out, the teisve, obviously teisve shiti is, that rishtayoch does not require a ground, a car. Let's say, the usual rishtayoch, it has a ground. Let's say, Yerbe Chotzer, that is Muket with 4 walls. So we have the Kalkeino, that's the ground of Rishayochi. Even the Rishayochi that is affected through a deep Mechitze, or a two-dimensional Mechitze, so we have the Gaba Amut. So the Gaba Amut is the Kalkeino of Rishayochi. But, the question is Kalkeino Dalet al Dalet a necessary prerequisite for Rishayochi? Or, there is no necessary prerequisite for Rishayim. So, the Chaim says that according to the Rach, the Bibi, the Rambam, so Karka, Dalet al Dalet is a necessary ingredient of Rishayim. According to Tesis, there is no such prerequisite of Karka, Dalet al Dalet. It has to be a mocking, holy tashmish of Dalet al Dalet. So, remember, Tesis says, even if inside the diameter, even if the diameter from here to here is less than 5 3/5, but as long as the diameter from here to here is 5 3/5, so in the middle, the top of the caveres, on top of the rim of the caveres, has a din of Rishayochi, because the top of the caveres with the hollow. The bulk of the surface of the top, the cabarest, is a hollow. But you have the rims of the cabarest. But you could put it up. So you have a mocking dalet of ishtamshis. Even though you don't have karka dalet, because you have a mashuk of karka here and the rim here, and the mashuk karka and the rim here. And the bowl of the mocking is a hollow. It doesn't matter, because karka dalet is not a necessary ingredient of Israel. Only a mocking ishtamshis of dalet. So even with the hollow, there is a mocking ishtamshes of dalet dalet. As long as from here to here, the diameter is 5 3/4. All right. Now, so the tesis is that since the top of the kaveres has it in the rim has it in of a vishis hayochid. The top of the kaveres is a mishayochid, so even the teich of the kaveres becomes a mishayochid. Even though in the teich you don't have dalet dalet, because the diameter inside the kaveres, not from the outside to the outside, but from the inside to the inside, so is less than 5 3/4. So it still doesn't matter. Since the top of the kaveres is a mishayochid, so the teich becomes churish tzayochid. Churish tzayochid. And churish tzayochid, also the mishayochid. And even though the discheya does not have dalet dalet, so the tzishit here is, it doesn't matter. Churish tzayochid does not have to be dalet dalet. Alright, so that's the shita of thesis. What's the shita of the rach? What's the shita of the rach? The shita of the rach is, Rav Chaim says, because so Rav Chaim mentions the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, in regard to this mission of Be'er Bechir Yosef, Mitzvah to Yudalet, Bamed Vom Namurim, Kisho Yoheim Et Nuhu Balacholom. Kisho Yoheim Et Nuhu Balacholom. In other words, if you have a Cholom of the Be'er, but the Cholom of the Be'er, let's say, is Montanach, And then you have the chulye, the width of the chulye, the mount, the parapet on top and on the svasabe. So on one side it's a tefach, the width of the chulye here, on this side of the bay is a tefach on the head, and on that side the chulye, the width of the chulye on that side of the bay, so is also a tefach on the head. So the total width of both chulyes is dalet dalet dalet. I'm sorry, it's three tefachim. And then the whole abeya is tefach. So then the Yerushalmi says, uvye habeya, the whole abeya mitzvah. But suppose the whole abeya is three tefachim. And then the width of the parapet on this side of the hollow is tefach. And the parapet, the width of the parapet on this side of the whole abeya is another hefetech. So in other words, together with the hollow, you have hefetech here, so it's one tefach, and the hollow three tefachim. So then it's not mitzvah. That's what the Yerushalmi says. It's not mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi says it's not mitzvah. What is it?
Three tefachim.
I mean three tefachim. In other words, that the total width on both sides of the challah beir is three tefachim, and the challah beir is tefach, so together it's four tefachim. Then it's mitzvah. But suppose the challah beir is three tefachim, and the total width on both sides of the chulin is one tefach. So even though together the width of the challah together with the uvei chulin is four tefachim, but since it's not any b'ruv al apod, so then they are not mitzvah. Now, so One is tempted to assume that there is a machlekes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Because the Bavli, in Erev, explains it on the basis of Monach Lomidim Mishtamish. So in other words, it's a mocking tashmish of Dalet Dalet. The Yerushalmi explains it on the basis of Eim Buhum Lachot. So it's the same kind of thing like by Mechitzes. So if Eim Buhum Lachot Pot, so then we say Ubek Kule. So we consider that everything is Eim. It's Kule, it's also. So Tetzashite could be that there is a machlekes. Then the Chaim says that perhaps even Tetzashite will agree that there is no machlekes in Baal Rishon. But we could say without Tetzashite there is a machlekes. Anyway, Tetzashite is that there is no requirement of karka dalal dalek mishayot. Only mochi nishtamshes are allowed. But according to Yerushalmi, so if David is not Yehuda al-Acholo, so then even though it's boyer lachmida mishtamish, it does not become a mishtamish. The bayer does not become a mishtamish. Why not? But there is mochi nishtamshes of dalal dalek. So the shite of the rach, the rif, and the rambam is that there are two prerequisites in Yerushalmi. First of all, one ingredient of the Shayochid is that the Mokei should be whole, it should be a Mokei of Ishtamshes, of Dalet al Dalet. And then there is another prerequisite, that it has to have a Karke Dalet al Dalet. So if Eimid Behuva is a Chol, just as Gabi Mechitzes will say, if Eimid Behuva is a Chol, so he says it's called Eimid. So here, if Eimid is Behuva a Chol, so he can say that it's called Eimid. So we have Karke Dalet al Dalet. But without Boya Lachmido Mishtamich, so then, even though Al-Bedin is considered of Karkedal Dalet, but it's not in Mokin Mishtamich, it's of Dalet. So because of Boya Lachmido Mishtamich, so it's considered to have in Mokin Mishtamich, it's of Dalet also. So the Mele, the Rach, says that when is it got there? Only if there is if there is 5 2/3 diameter inside the canals, inside the cylinder. And so in order that there should be 5 3/5 3/5 inside the cylinder, so the diameter must be 6 prochim outside. So then it has dalet al dalet. But if inside it's less than 5 3/5 diameter, so the mele that means so true he boy wachmida mishtamish. So he has a mochi mishtamishes of dalet al dalet. But karka dalet al dalet is like. So then he asks, how about the Gemara in Eirabim? Why does the Gemara in Eirabim say that if he puts up pegs? So first of all, if he doesn't set up over the whole surface of the omud pegs, so then he just sets up 4 pegs. So then it's in over a hole. But from the Gemara in Eirabim it appears that it's a Mishnayochid even if it fills up the whole surface of the omud with pegs, not 4 pegs, but the whole surface. He doesn't leave an empty space. Even in such a case, it'll have it in a Mishnayochid, because he can put a board, a duck, and all the pegs. So Rav Chaim says that in order to have karke dalet al dalet, it does not mean that the karke has to be of one plane. It can be mitzueh of different planes. So in other words, so true, he filled up the whole surface of the omud with pegs, but before, so in other words, but in other words, it can be mitzueh. The top, the surface of each peg, the surface of each peg can be mitzueh. So melech, there is karke dalet al dalet. There is karke dalet al dalet. Mashenkin here in this case, so we don't have karke dalet al dalet. So if we don't have karke dalet al dalet, so melech, even the top of the kaveres is not a rishayochid. If the top of the kaveres is not a rishayochid, so how can the tail be a rishayochid? According to Tyson, there is no requirement of karke dalet al dalet. Only in Mokin Shtamches. So maybe the top of the kaveres, the rim of the kaveres, becomes a Mishtayochid, because it's in Mokin Shtamches of Dalet al Dalet, because Boye Rachmida Mishtamich. So maybe the tail of the kaveres becomes Chur Mishtayochid. Now then, Reb Chaim shows that Teisves Rashi and Tetzvahs, the Rivik, the Rach, and the Rambam, Alish the Sahib. In other words, whether, in the Morei Shabbos, whether there is a requirement of Kaked Aulam, that's the Morei Nazir. Gemara da Kupal. Now you have to have the, you are supposed to have the Gemara Shabbos. Da Kupal from the Dalot. The seventh line from the top. Omar Abuni, Hanu Bitzisa de Misha, a Mitalpin by Melo Barbo. The way I'm more on a shame before his Michelin Shabbo. I will need me because we give Abo a less one. What does it mean? It's a certain kind of rolling bones. Very small rolling bones. And it's like this. It's like this. So this is the battle. This is the battle. And then it becomes wider and wider. But at the bottom, it's very narrow. And then on top, it becomes wider and wider. So the question is, suppose you have such a rolling boat, and you want to carry Dalet Amos in that rolling boat. I mean, it can be very large too. I mean, it's just a very large boat, but at the bottom, it's very narrow. And then it widens out. So you're not allowed to be without a tail. A Dalet Amos in that boat. Why? Because it does not have a dinim Rosh Hashanah. Because in order to be, even though the boat has the chitzes, but it has to have, so in other words, it has to have Dalet al Dalet and the chitzes. Because it's finished standing in Sikhtoris, no matter the Chudish or Saki. And without him, the Rosh Hashanah, Shein the Rosh Hashanah, Arba Mumato. לפיכוך אין מחיצס, אי אין מחיצס. מחיצה אין מחיצס. ולא יעמוד, so the Gemara says, ואי מלינו קרומה ואובנה, less than. But, if he filled it up, ואי מלינו, no, so the Gemara says, ולא יעמוד, לא שאין מפוחס משלי שעבו, אבל יש מפוחס משלי, מגימו עבו, less than. In other words, if you have it like this, and if, so right here, it's not Dalet, but right here, from here to here, it is Dalet. And this point where it is already, where the ground of the boat has Dalet here, so it's within Gimut Vochim from the Chodesh of the Svina. If within, in other words, it's Tut Vochim, here is the Chodesh of Svina. This is the end, the very bottom of the Svina. And here you have Dalet. But from here to here it's two Tvachim. So then it's considered, because of the Halacha of Lovot, so it's considered that at the very bottom, there is Dalet Tvachim. Even though in Tzias, it's Kechudish Omach. But since right here, that is two Tvachim, from here to here, it's two Tvachim. So it's already Dalet Tvachim wide. So it's considered as if the very bottom had a width of Dalet Vachim. And then it has Mechitzes Yud, some merits of Ishtayot. So he says, Abo Yeish, Roya Moshe Mipochas Mishlei Shabo, Abo Yeish Mipochas Mishlei Shabo, Leslam, Vimalim, Konevi Uvene, Leslam. And even if Eim Mipochas Mishlei Shabo, so then, it's not considered as having the very bottom Dalet Vachim width. But still, if, let's say, he fills up, here is the end of the boat, the edge of the boat, but he fills it up, and let's say, with twigs. So then, the bottom, the karka of the boat, becomes here, and here it's already Abet Vochim. So again, so it becomes a Mishisayot. So the question is this: if we say that Mishisayot requires Karke Dalet Al Dalet, so why does the Gemara say V'loy Amor Noshim Bipoches Mishlei Shabo, Abol Yish Bipoches Mikibu Abo Leslam Bo? Less than ball, but the karka is here. That's the edge. And then, At this point, so there is Dalet Ruachim. But at this point, there is no Karka. The Karka is only here. So, Karka Dalet Adalet is left. So, the answer is, this is how Rashi and Tesis explain the more. But, and according to Rashi and Tesis, there is no requirement of Karka Dalet Adalet. But then Tesis mentions the Pshat of the Rach. So, the Mirek Pirish Rach, the Beit Seisei Sviyas Tanis, who are Sviyas Lahalir Ba'agomi, Ve'al Shein, Shemahalchis, Al Bitzei Amayim Gomri Bitzeiso, Ve'yeshlem Tfanis, Ve'kakoyis, Ha'asuyis, Nisorim, Nisorim, Ve'yesh Holo Bidansor, Ve'amayim Nechnosim Shom, Ve'yesh Vimbo, Kmoy Bimayim, Ve'asuyo Kach, Shafinu Tisapelich, Eno Nizbaas Leo, Ve'ikoma Rabune Kim, Shilputzo Dine Kikarmelis, Ve'mitaltim Bo Vidalet, ולא יאמרו אלו בזמן שאין בנאסר לנאסר חול ופוחס מגימו. אבל אם יש בנאסר לנאסר חול ופוחס מגימו, כי לא עבודם. So according to Tesis, we don't visualize here a boat like this, where the Karka is very narrow. But according to Tesis, the Karka of the boat, the floor of the boat is very wide. But there isn't one solid piece in the Karka. I mean, how is it constructed? And it doesn't drown, all right? So Tesis says it is constructed in such a way that it doesn't sink. But anyway, the floor of the boat is very wide. It's very wide. It can be 100 foot. But it's not one. The floor of the boat does not consist of one solid piece, but of slats. So you have one slat. You have one slat here, in the ground of the boat, in the floor of the boat, and then another slat, let's say 4 tefachim removed from the first slat, and then another slat 4 tefachim removed. So in Mele, it's not a Rishayochit, because it doesn't have, according to Rav's job, it doesn't have Karka Dalet Adalet. Masha'inke, if the space between one slat in the floor of the boat and the other slat in the floor of the boat is less than 3 tefachim. So then, because of the halacha of Lobut, so it's considered that it's completely sosom. Completely sosom. So Mele, it has Karka Dalet Adalet. So according to the Rach, we understand. So in other words, it has Karka Dalet Adalet. So Rashi and the Rach, they go with the Sabbath. In regard to the Tesis that we discussed last time, here, Tesis says that Aliyesh Lema beginet Hamisha Mechitza Hamisha Vinyashdei Chatzeres Zulim Ayun Zuhay Uriyem Aleyna Kibbun Hatsukya Dechol Gagis Uriyem Nere In Amelin In Tevish Zerabi גבי החמישה ואי כבגב ובחיץ החמישה ולחושת משסיוכת ונשאר. So, I said that there are two possible ways of explaining this. Because this is Nehra and has two machines, two alternatives. Whether there is a distinction between Tachtin and Yeno in regard to Zerik Meshusarabim to Meshusayochi, I mean, not to, let's say there is a hill of 5 tefachim high, Ina Rishas Abba, and then he built the Kitzel of Pai Kvachim Amdekel, and then Tisves has two alternatives as to whether we can be mechalit between the Tachbin and Yeno in regard to the Haise, or we cannot be mechalit in regard to the Haise. So, there are two ways of explaining the Tisves here. One way of explaining the Tisves here is that Tisves here assumes that just as in regard to Yehubi Hatzeras, we distinguish between Tachbin and Yeno. Why? Because Tachbin is relatively aso, whereas the Yeno is only relatively Hamisho. So in regard to the Aitze, we also distinguish between Tachbin and Yeno. Take that one. And if that is the Pshat of Tachbin, that Tachbin here accords with the Roshan in Eretz, that the distinction between Tachbin and Yeno can be drawn even in regard to the Aitze, so then, here Tesis has two separate shapes. One question in Tesis is, Elo Yishlein Ad Gimut Hamisho, Chitz Hamisho, Yishlein Hatzeres, Zuhum Hayom Yisuhay, Uliyen Aleino, Kibu Hatsuke, Uliyen Gagas. So according to the Uliyen Eire, so according to the first motion, the whole significance, so according to the first motion, according to the first motion, the whole significance So according to the first portion, the significance of Chizbe's deed, that there is a distinction between Tachbin and Yeno, has application only to Eretz, but not to the Aitzes. And in respect to the Aitzes, so there is no distinction between El Yeno and Tachbin. There is no distinction between El Yeno and Tachbin. And in other words, in respect to the Aitzes, so even if the Zera extends in the Rishus Rabbi, he'll still be part. And in case it says, in Amelin and the Rishus Rabbi, Gobeya Hamisho, the Hiki Falgado, the Hitz Hamisho, the Hoshik Mishayoch, the Shabbos, if the Zera extends, and the Tev, but if the Zera extends in the Rishus Rabbi and flows, then it will be Chal. It will be Chal. That's like the other Rosh. But if that had been the Pshat and Tesis, if that had been the Pshat and Tesis, so then, the washing is not smooth. Because then Tesis should say, Iname, the entail which is a rabbi, Gabeya Hamisho, the Ikeva Gabbuk Hamisho, the Omad Azelek, the Omad Azelek Alatel, the Zorak is a Hefez, we say a Hesh is a rabbi, to the Hoshim is a Yokhul Shas. Tesis doesn't say, Inamen in Teo Vishis Rabbi Gabeya Hamisha Vika Gabeya Hamish Hamisha Vyomad Hazerik Ala Teo Vizorak Lashem Zerah. So it's Mashma, regardless where the Zer extends, whether it stands on the tail and throws a ball into the Vishis Rabbi, or it stands in the Vishis Rabbi and he throws a ball on the tail. In either way, so it's fun. So it's fun. So there, so it's more in consonance with the plain pshat, with the washing of the taste says to say that it's not two separate shades. In Eretz, taste says two shades. But here, taste says, assumes like the alternative in Eretz, like the alternative in Eretz, that in regard to the Raise, we cannot distinguish between this, the Zera extending in the Rishus Rabbi or the Zera extending in the tail. So since in the case where the Zera extends on the tail and throws the ball into the Rishus Rabbi, so it's not highly hakos, because from the point of view of the level of the one who stands in the tail, so there is no Geba of view, there is only Geba of fight. So the melee, even vis-a-vis the Zera who stands in the Rishus Rabbi, and from the point of view of the level, he is standing. So the reason he gave out food, he is also, in other words, in regard to the Raise, we cannot conceive this relativity concept. I mean, that it all depends where the Zera extends. So the melee, it's one washing cases. And cases says, Rachis this deed has significance in two situations. In a drabon, So they in the Rabbanon, so they it has significance because but vis-à-vis the Reize, so it's not in the Reize, pay respect to the Tachbein. Now, but the question is this, what is the Pshat in Teisves here? When Teisves says that in regard to Eiran, so there is a distinction between the Yeino and the Tachbein. Then the Gemara says, that's not Teisves' finish. In other words, that if you have Shtei Chatzim and Zuma Mayom Zuma, and he put up on the hill, on the Chotzer Arena, he put up in the case of Ophai, so then, the Dimor and Eran, the Tzadikim says, that the Tachteno is Baal Shnai, because the Tachteno is considered Shalom from the Arena, because it's Rei Aso, and the Arena can neither be Baal Shnai, nor can it be Baal Eber. No, because the Tachteno has a Zephyr. So what's the pshat? Do we explain it that in respect to the Rabbon? Sure. In respect to the Raise, Teisves here holds that in respect to the Raise, we cannot do the halach between the Zeilah standing, in the Rishus Rabbim and throwing the ball on the tail, or the Zeilah standing on the tail and throwing the ball on the Rishus Rabbim. Because what pshat? If from the point of view of the level of the one who stands on the tail, there is no Rishus HaYochid, so the Meile Midraise, even if the Zeir extends the Rishus HaRabid, he should not be Chayim. What's the Pshat? So why is it that in Rigabi Rubachiles we say that even though the Yeno cannot make an error by itself, the Tachteno, the Anshia Tachteno can make an error by itself? So we can say that since it's only the Rabbon, so we can make this distinction between Yeno and Chazilo. In Rigabi Rubachiles, it has to work both ways. But in Rigabi Rubachiles, it doesn't have to be to work both ways. But then, there will be a slight difficulty, because what I'm if logically it has to work both ways, so if we respect the Rabbon, so it should be that way. And if logically it doesn't have to work both ways, so if we respect the Raisei, we should distinguish between the Zeir extending in the Mishnah Sarabi and the Zeir extending in the Mishnah Yom. So it's more stuff. Alright, it's not difficult to explain it, that where it's a shadow of the Rabbon, so then we distinguish between the Aliyah and Tachteno. But where it's a question of the Raise, we do not distinguish between the Aliyah and Tachteno. We cannot apply this relativity concept in respect to the Raise. But I think that the Pshat is different. That the thing of an army, even in respect to the Raise, we cannot apply this relativity concept. Because it sounds very strange. I mean, let's say, Tisha says one question there, the thing of an army. But it still sounds very strange. In other words, if the Zeir extends the Mishnah Sarabi, according to one Moshe Tehillah's Zeir, and throws a ball on the tail, it's Chayuch. If the Zeir extends on the tail and throws a ball to the Mishnah Sarabi, it's not Chayuch. Why? Because if he stands in the Mishnah Sarabi, so that, and from the point of view of that level, what he stands, he sees a height of 10. But if he stands in the Mishnah Sayochi, if he stands on the tail, he only sees a height of 10. So because of that, I mean, the same egg. So if it's done from the Mishnah Sarabi to the tail, it's high. If it's done from the tail to the Mishnah Sarabi, so it's fine. It sounds strange. All right. But he says, in one washing era, applies this relativity concept. So the Mele is more stable that since Tesis here and the Gittin assumes like the alternative era that in respect to Mishnah Sarabi and the tail, So we cannot distinguish between the Zeilek standing on the Mishnah Sarabi and throwing the ball with the tail, or the Zeilek standing in the tail and throwing the ball at the Mishnah Sarabi. So it's only stubborn that even in the Rabbonon, we shouldn't distinguish. We shouldn't apply this relativity concept. But the reason as to why Tesis and then the Gemara says, that according to Rafin's day, so the Tachteno is Ma'ar Eshnai, and the Yeno cannot be Ma'ar Eshnai, it cannot be Ma'ar Eshnai, it cannot be Ma'ar Eshnai, because there is no Pesach, it doesn't. So the Mele, so the reason as to why the Gemara says that Tachteno is Ma'ar Eshnai, because as far as the Rude Hatziras is concerned, so what is Aloha? If you have two Hatziras, and then there is a mechitza, a case that separates, that is interposed between chotan number one and chotan number two. So then the halacha is that each chotan is considered by itself. Because they cannot combine together, they cannot be considered. Because they cannot make a combined error. Even if they want, they cannot make a combined error. Unless there is a door between. In the case of there is a door, there is a Pesach. So then, if there is a Mechitze, and the Mechitze has a door, and it enables the Bnei HaChotzer of Chotzer number one to go into Chotzer number two, so then they can make a combined event, and they can make a separate event. But suppose there is a solid wall between Chotzer number one and Chotzer number two, and there is no passage, unless you, with the ladder, you climb over the wall, so then they cannot make a combined event. That's the other one. So Mimele, as far in regard to Rube Chatzeres, we don't need mechitzes on all sides of the Chotzer HaTachte in order to make it shut up, isolated from the Chotzer HaElyon. All we need is one mechitze between the Chotzer HaTachte, let's say, this is the Chotzer HaTachte, this table is the Chotzer HaElyon. All we need is just one mechitze. So, as far, now, if you have, this is the tail, fine. And then, in the pizza pan. So then, so Moyne Rachizde be Dachdino. She mahu shnang, we mahu dechot. Why? Because they see a height of 10. So it doesn't mean just because they see a height of 10. So Rachizde is later that there is still between Gibbet and Mechitzo. Monefcha, according to Rachizde, that there is no tzibur between Gibbet and Mechitzo, between the Mechitzo woman, which is a two-dimensional Mechitzo, and the Mechitzo, the actual Mechitzo, or the Kaiser, a three-dimensional Mechitzo, that encompasses a whole. So what if the Bnei Atarte can see from their level, from which they stand, they can see a height of them. So what did he see? But if there is no tzibur, there is no tzibur. So maybe there is no mechitza in the world. So it's a question of seeing. But the pshat is, there is no tzibur. There is no tzibur in order to have a mechitza so that the teich of the whole tale will be considered look at mechitza. So far. On that basis, so there is no tzibur. But in order to shut up the chotzer atachti from the chotzer ha'ele, we don't need to be makif to encompass the whole tale. Who has to put up mechitzes on this is the tale? So this is one side, this is one side, this is one side, this is one side. In order to make the tale perish, you have to set up a wall here, a wall here, a wall here, a wall here. But suppose you just set up a wall here, and no wall here, no wall here, no wall here. Will the tail become a Rishayochi? No. So in order that the tail should become a Rishayochi, you have to set up the Mechitze on all sides. Here, 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 here. But in order to shut up the Chotzer HaTachti and the Chotzer HaEli, do you have to set up a wall here? All you have to do is to set up a wall here. So there is no way of the Chotzer HaTachti of getting into the Chotzer HaEli. So since the only thing that is needed is mechitza just here, between the chotzer atachti and the chotzer ha'ele, not in mechitza on all sides of the tail, here, 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 but just in mechitza here. So memele, as in mechitza here, so we don't have to resort to tzibur of the mechitza of Omud and the mechitza of Kaiser. So, because you can make an actual mechitze. You can make a fig mechitze, and you can make a fig mechitze. Suppose you set up a wall. So, let's say, suppose the first half of the wall is as thick as this, and then the other half of the wall is as thick, is as thin as this. Would that not be a good mechitze? To shut off the chotzer atachti from the chotzer ha'ele. So, in other words, so in order to shut off the chotzer atachti from the chotzer ha'ele, so we consider, so it's not a combination of the mechitza of Gimel and the mechitza of Keitzel, but it's one mechitza of Keitzel, except that the lower five halves have a very thick mechitza, a very thick wall, and the upper five tefachim have a thick wall. So we don't have to resort to tefillin. So that's the pshat. The Gemara, imeder achidim tachteno, hoyu v'rein asor. So it doesn't mean that where you came from the level, where you stand, you see a height of 10. So then there is zero between Gidu and Mechitza. According to Achidim, there is no zero. It doesn't depend upon the visual phenomenon, whether from the point of view of the level of the one who stands, so you see a height of 10 or you see a height of 5. What difference does it make? How you see? The question is whether there is zero or there is no zero. Whether you see it, you see a height of 10 or you see a height of 5, doesn't make any difference. But what the Gemara means, because in respect to Eruv HaTzeres, we don't have to shut up the whole tale as a separate enclosure that is shut up, isolated from the adjoining space. All we have to do is to shut up the Tachteva from the Arena. The Tachteva from the Arena. And so suppose you make a Kesa, and the lower five point will be a very thick Kesa. Will be a very thick Kesa. And then the upper five point will be very thin. So that will not be sufficient Kesa. Why? must, the thickness of the upper portion of the K-cell must be commensurate with the thickness of the lower portion of the K-cell. Who ever heard anything like that? So in other words, so that's the pshat, and that's the two pshat in the two alternatives in cases. In there. See, the Russian case is that said in there, that says that it means God to a Zerich, Mirshusarabim with tail. Oh, so he also distinguished between the Zerich standing Mirshusarabim throwing the ball into the tail, or the Zerich standing on the tail and throwing the ball in the Mirshusarabim. So he really considers it from that point of view. It sounds strange. In other words, he applies the relativity concept. If we do apply the relativity concept, it should make a difference. The Eisen is not a problem. It's not that again. I mean, so it's logical. It's conceivable. So it should be conceivable in respect to the Eisen also. And if it's logical and not conceivable, this relativity concept. So it shouldn't apply to the Rabbanim either. So one Washington thinks says that the Chananel that the reason as to why the Gemara says that because of the visual phenomenon, the fact now that Chachizde is made b'tachteino because Chachizde is made that there is still between Yidut and Chizek, if from the level of the Zeirek, one can see a higher level. Then there is still. There is still. Some of them applies to the Rizos. But the other notion, and cases in Gittin, he assumes another notion, which is more Mistaba. The other notion is more Mistaba. Because why should there be, why should the fact that visually, so in one case, you see a height of 10, and visually in another case you see a height of 5, it should make a difference. The question is there zero? There is no zero. And if there is no zero, so what if visually you see a height of 10? So what? So it's almost out of it anyway. It cannot be machia into all the shameless and tasteless there. But tasteless here in Suki, and tasteless in Gittin, he assumes, like the Russian there, that we cannot apply that. We can't apply this relativity concept and distinguish between the Zeirik standing on a level where you see a height of 10 and the Zeirik standing on a level where you see a height only of 5. Cannot make any difference. But the Gabi Yeruch HaTzeres, we don't have to resort to Zion. Because the Gabi Yeruch HaTzeres, all we need. We don't need the Gabi Yeruch HaTzeres, we don't need an enclosure of the whole tail. We're not interested in encompassing, in being much in the tail. We are only interested in isolating, in shutting off the Chotzer HaTachten from the area. So, if you put up a cane cell, so suppose you put up a cane cell and you make the lower half of the cane cell very thick and the upper half of the cane cell the very thin, so then it's a good cane cell. And it absorbs passage. It shuts off the Tachmanani. So here too, this is the whole tail can be considered as the thickness of the lower half of the case that is set up. It's a natural law for the Chotzer HaTachten. And then at the upper half of the case that remains very thin. So it's like making the mechitze the lower half this way and the upper half this way. That's a good mechitze. And to show up the tachten. So in the melee, that's why Tisa says that there is a difference between the Ruda Chatziris. So there we do distinguish between the Chotzer between the Tachten and the Eilin, and in regard to Rishus Rabin and the Eilin, we don't distinguish, not because there is a rise in the Eilin of us, but because the fact that you see a height of 10 is not important. Here, before it means that in the Ruda Chatziris, the Chatziris, so we don't have to resort to zero. We have a wall that shuts off the tachten from all the adjoining space. Yes, what?
So if that the butter tachten were moved, that sort of tail all the way around, so the perimeter would be
Machas with the Mechitze, or five Mochim, so then we can Ketobu, it will be Tobu in Ketub Shemes Peis Rehlem. But here Peis Rehlem assumes, like the alternative later, that it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
So then the way to one price, one way I should explain it, instead of the
feast. It's hard to Mechitze. It will be to shut off the Tachtim from there. But it's not a good mechitze to enclose the tail into a mechitze.
It's not to enclose the tail. If there were a tail all around the halal, which is 5 o'clock and lower than the tail.
I'm watching. You're listening to this.
The batra tachta were moved up the tail, there's a tail all around, it's just a batra tachta in the hole.
Yeah. Even if you put up a wall of five pochim on each side of the thing, here, and then, and you throw a ball from the Rishis Rabbi into the tail of the other. Jesus said that in the Hamash,
into the bottom of the
Tachta. I mean, we are talking,
you see, you have
to know if you have Chotra Tachta, Chotra Eli, two Mishnah Yochit, so there's no Chim Chavis anyway. So, where is the Chim Chavis if you have a Rishis Rabbi? And the tail with the mechitze of five. So if we according to Rema that there is sigur, so then the tail becomes converted to the shayot. But according to Rachinte that there is no sigur, so the tail does not become converted into the shayot. The tail is a canvas. So Rema doesn't make any difference whether it is you throw from the shayot into the tail or the tail into the shayot. Either way, you are throwing from the shayot into the canvas.
Now, I'm not saying on the other side of the tail of the Rishis Rabbi, but between the Chotra Tachta and the tail, and the Rishis Rabbi is the tail.
When you discuss Rishis Rabbi, you have to forget Chotra Tachta and Chotra Eli. Then it's not a question of two Chatzeres. Because two Chatzeres means both are Rishis Rabbi.
Okay, so the other side of both Chatzeres is the Rishis Rabbi. Outside both. Or they move from the outer Rishis Rabbi into the Chotra Tachta, over the tail.
Oh, the Chotra Tachta is also Rishis Rabbi. The Chotra Tachta is
a Yochit. What do I mean?
The Chotra Tachta is a Yochit.
Yeah, it might be a Yochit. Depending on the Chotra Tachta is a Yochit. I don't
know what I mean. Either in these or
in these. Depending on what Rav says the whole.
It's the Chotra means a Yochit. So when the Gemara talks of Chotra Tachta, what I mean is Chotra Tachta is a Yochit. How is a Yochit? There is no Yochit. Because all the Hatziris together might be muket with mechitzes. So that's why the let's say the whole city has a mechitzes, has a wall. So then all the Hatziris are mechitzes. But if one chotzer is shut off from the other chotzer, so then you cannot carry and you cannot make an error. You cannot combine to make a combined error. Because one should not from that, unless there is a pesa that enables the people from one chotzer to go to enter the other chotzer. Now, the rest. Yes, what? Right, that we discussed. All right, we discussed the pesa. What? So, how does it change? So this is the Shabbos. We do not need the mechitze. We of course need mechitze. But the important thing is that the moke, the shio, the moke should be moke. Should be moke. That's the other. But the moke should be moke. No, but this is it. By suke. So the halacha means we need mechitzes, and we need the chetz of mechitzes. If we need the chetz of mechitzes, so we may let the mechitzes be some of the chetz. Mashiach and Mashiach is, so as long as the mechitzes is mechitzes mechitzes, as long as the mechitzes is mechitzes mechitzes, so it is enough. So we may let there is no requirement of mechitzes. Why is it okay where we need a heads up in a So Mele, the Mechitzes have to be some of the Tzach. The Mechitzes have to be some of the Tzach. Here, how do you have here a chill of Imek and Deva? In Algonon. He has a chill of Imek and Deva. Because the wall here is only 8 Tvachim high. And then you meet a Kach. So you have an Imek of 2 Tvachim. And then a Mechitze of 8 Tvachim. So Imek and Deva Amitur. That's the case of Shai against Rashi. That they call it everybody, Imek and Deva, even call it a priest, Imek and Deva Amitur. So, hence it says the Kashi. So, here we say that when the Imek and Deva is read, only if the image is within 3 Tvachim from the Deva. But if it's 3 Tvachim or more, from the Geva, from the Chitze, then there is no tzil. And Tabi Shabbos, we say that why she gave you the Kiruy of Mashlem Lazor. So if Chokakri, Dalet in the middle, even though the wall that is only 8 Tvachim high is more than 3 Tvachim removed from the Chakak. The Chakak is here. And the wall is here, more than 3 Tvachim removed. So the halacha is the Chakak becomes a Mishtalot. Even though, why is there a difference? Jesus gives a very simple data. He says, by Sukkah, so we need the Hefzeh, we require the Hefzeh of the Mechitzeh. But of the Mechitzeh, it's not just that the mocking of the Sukkah, of the Zion of Zion, should be shut off from the surrounding space. But they only need the Hefzeh of the Mechitzeh. So Mele, so Mele, there is a Loche, that there has to be, that the Mechitzeh has to be somewhat Mitzrach. So, true, that Imek and Geva are Mitzurah, but since by Sukkah will require the Hefzeh of the Mechitzeh, so Mele, the portion of the Mechitzeh constituted by Levi, and the portion of the Mechitzeh constituted by the Geva have to be the Mokinah. So if it's within 3 Tvachim, so then it's Mokinah. But if it's with 3 Tvachim or more than 3 Tvachim, then it's not the Mokinah. So how can you be Mitzareh? Emek and Geva are two different Mekins. When the Geva is here, the Emek is here, and the Geva is here. But by Shabbos, we are not interested in the Hefzeh of the Mechitzeh. That the walking should be shut off from the surrounding space. So Mele, as long as here we have an image of death, and here we have a Mechitzeh of Eid, so that means that this walking is surrounded, is mukeh, with Mechitzeh of death. We don't need the Hefzeh of the Mechitzeh. This is what Jesus says. Now, Jesus is Shabbos, he's more married, but he says the same thing.
Does that make sense? It's like the Rizpo teaches that this is more like Rapa. So the next year, the Rizpo which makes this more girlfriend to Rapa, he says that it's the fun of it has to be against the stuff. So it has to be a belt and mamish.
The Rizpo says it because of the other Gemara, not because of this Gemara. Because of the other Gemara, he says it. Not because, he says it because, according to Rabbi and Rav Zeire, because in the Margish, because there is no same Sukkah, so the Mele, how can you be reminded to Yomor and Mele? That's the right. So, this Gemara, the other Gemara, the other thing about Bitul, well, that the offer Tevel can be divided. That cannot accord with Rabbi and Rav Zeire. But as far as this Gemara is concerned, it doesn't make any difference, Rabbi or Rabbi. Now, Tesis and Shabbos say the same thing. Vimchokak v'dalu adalu. Vimkosher v'dalu. Maishne misuke di migalei ayu. Doma v'rekam misuke chokak bo. Dab zayno m'beiz. Doma chokak. חוקה פה להשלים על יוד, אם יש לספס קאפו קייסר, גימו תפוח עם סולו, פוחס מגימו קשירו, ואוכם האנך קיקי אף הוא מפגש מהקייסר הארבי, ותירנץ, ושאנו עושם גם בסוכה, ובאינון שמחיצס מוחס לסחח, ויאלפילן עושם מחיצס מבסוכס, כדאמרים לא עושה, הלכי כסיך מדף מסצור, לא אחד מינו שיפוחס מסים וליצור קיצר את הדילום של חקת ומציחס, כדי שיהיו סמוכס לשחח, שכנגד הלקת, and to me is negative chakak. So why? Because by sukkah we require the chakak of the mechitze. The chakak of the mechitze. So we require a mechitze, a mechitze of ten. So in many ways, the emek and the geiva, the emek two and the geiva eight can be mitzvah. But they have to be, in order to have the chakak of the mechitze, So they have to, they can be mitzvah only in one more case, not in two separate mechanics. But in, so it's not considered different mechanics. It's considered because of the law of God. So if the kak is too, so then we say, our opinion is considered that it's not to walk away from the kak. That's what it means. Because what it means is considered as if it is song, as if it is tangent, as if it is tangent. But if it's not walking away, so then it's a different mechanics. How can you decide that you should have one date, one mechitza of that, when eight of that mechitza is in one place, and two of that mechitza is in another place? Mashenki Bashabes. So there it's not a loche that we require a mechitze, as Reb Chaim says, in regard to the Rambam, of lechi shel hashiro, because the shiro of asor is not in the chetz of the mechitze. The shiro of asor, mechitze, has to show no to sedach the shiore. Because if we say to sedach the shiore, so that means that the mechitze, the tenchmo mechitze, does not have a shiro. Who needs a shiro? So remember, that's what Teitzer says. That's what Teitzer says. So since by Shabbos we are not interested in the tangible mechitza, we are only of temporary. We are only interested that a mocking of temporary height should be rabbit. So remember, we don't need that the imek and the geva should be in one mocking. The imek can be in one mocking. And the geiva can be 20 or 100 tefachim away. But that means that the geiva kak is muke. Is muke over a height of the tefach. I mean, it's very simple. What is it? Now, but then, so from this thesis it follows that by Shabbos, the shiur of the tefachim is not in the heptah of the tefachim. But it's only a shiur in the bottom, as Reb Chaim says. But the Ha'ivet is not like that. The Ha'ivet is chilek on the Rambam, and the Ha'ivet says that just as kiro shel hashiro, so it's possible because tu selech the shiur, so the shiur is lacking. So lech shel hashiro is also no good because the shiur is lacking. But if the shiur is not in the tangible mechitza, but it's a shiur in the intangible space. So then, how can we apply the aloha to sedach the shiur? The shiur is like, so what? The space doesn't require sreife. What is stone sreife? The tangible mechitze is stone sreife. And the shiur of ten is not mentioned regarding the tangible mechitze. So still the Rambam says that if the lech is from a shiro, so the lech is no good. So obviously the Rambam is really kind of, and the Rambam holds that regarding the chitzes of Shabbos too. So the shiur of ten is not just in the mokeh, but the shiur of ten is in the tangible mechitze, in the mechitze itself, not in the intangible space. What height in the intangible space has to be shown off on the Rishus Rabbi? But we require, in order to make it into Rishus Hayochid, we require a tangible mechitze ten. Not that the mechitze should shut up the intangible space into the extent of ten tefachim, but the tangible mechitze has to have ten tefachim, and that's why if the tangible mechitze is shalashiro, so pusenach the shiure, so the shiur is lacking. So what would the Ha'ivet do with this gemara? So then, so we cannot give thesis that it's a contrary. According to the Rambam, we can give Tesis Teretz, but according to the Rambam, we cannot give Tesis Teretz. Now, so, in Shabbos, the Tesis Yishenim gives another Teretz, on the same Kasha. So in Shabbos, the Zayin Beis, the Tesis Yishenim says, Ve'ed Yishleimah, the Hoche Yesh Nechitzitz Gleis Mibachutz, Ve'im Tzorich Mitzarif Hagidut, Elo Dei Ave Yud, Uch Shechotak, Ve'i Ge Ave Yud, Bimoki Me'achot, Ave Vishus Hayohet, Ave Bisuke, Tzorich Mitzarif Hagidut, Uv'yesa Mugimu Loi Mitzar. Now, the Tesis Yishenim can be explained in according to what we said before. We said before that the reasons why Tesis applies Monach was needed to give it Hamisho, Chitza Hamisho, Tesis and Sikasho, Tesis and Teretz, that here it's in Okimochem, so it's not here, all the Tashmish. But the question was, why, even if it had been a Mokim Tzah, not a Mokim Ochit, but how can it become a Shayochi on the basis of the fact that he has the potential of sending? So he said, no, here we also have it in the Chitzis. Because even according to the Chitzis, that we cannot be Tzah and Gidut and the Chitzis, so that means that the Teich is not enclosed by the Chitzis, by an actual the Chitzis of death. It's not the Teich, the open space is not Muket Mechitzis. According to Reina, so the open space of the tail is Muket Mechitzis. According to Rafiz, we cannot be Mitzal, Gidud with Mechitzis. So the open space, the Teich of the tail, is not Muket Mechitzis. But the God of the cave cell is like the God of Olud. So here, we don't have to be Mitzal. An actual mechitze that is makif a chol with a din mechitze that is makif the dorotom. We just consider the two dimensional mechitze that consists of the side surface of the hill and goes up with the side surface of the keser. So anyway, but the question is the gamma keser does not have dalat dalat. So that was the discussion. It should be considered as a mokim talat talat on the basis of monach levi mishtamish. So in other words, so the Tesis Yishenim says in the name, the Tesis Yishenim shita apparently is like the Raya, and we'll have the same with the Raya to probably give the same parents as the Tesis Yishenim. So the question is, how is it that by sukkim we require that the emek tutvochim should be in the same mokim as the game by Eitron? Otherwise, you cannot have two of these two different things. And here, it doesn't matter. So this is that it was, because here we're not interested. Here, there is no requirement that the Mechitza itself should have 10 Tvachim. The Mokim that is Shalom should be Shalom into the extent of 10 Tvachim. But the Mechitza itself does not have to be 10 Tvachim. But the Rayesh is that the Mechitza itself is the 10 Tvachim. He says, Lechish Lashemo is possible. So, the Raivet will say that over here we also have in the Mechitza 10 Tvachim. How? Because he says, the Hochemish Mechitzis Gveis Machutz. We are dealing with the Bayesh in Techeyut, the Kirui of Mashle Vasov. In other words, let's say, this is the floor of the Bayesh, and the roof is here. From the floor up to here is 8 Tvachim. But the thickness of this ceiling is 2 Tvachim. So in that way, the Tesis Yishenim says, here we have Mechitzes. 8 Tvachim are Maki B'chol. 2 Tvachim are not Maki B'chol. 2 Tvachim are Maki B'lotum. Something that is otum, not a chol. But we see that there is a din Mechitze in the two-dimensional Mechitze that is Maki B'omet. So in that way, and suppose the Omud is head hollow, head auto. So we also can consider, we can conceive of this two-dimensional mechitza. So here we have the sides, the side surface of the walls of the house, all the way in two-dimensional mechitza. So up to here, if we don't have an actual mechitza that is Maki Hehol of Teh, But we have the Nidachitze, like the Nachitze Lenovit, Kovi Ayun. So here too. So, actuate Tvochim with Tala. But that doesn't matter, that's materia. And the upper two Tvochim, it's Odo. But together, we have the Nidachitze Lenovit. So we have the Nachitze Lenovit. But, so then the question is, so why does the Gemara say, only if he was chokak without the shlimer yud, without chokak, we have mechitzas yud. So the Rishim says in Rambam, we have mechitzas yud without chokak. But without chokak, it's not a rishis hayochid. The inside of the house is not a rishis hayochid because there is another requirement in a rishis hayochid. It has to have whole yud. In order to be a rishis hayochid, there must be open space of yitvot. So that's why the inside of the house, if you don't make a kak, does not have a rishis hayochid. Not that it has no din mechitzes. It has din mechitzes. Because outside, the side surface of the wall, outside, from the bottom up to the end of the ceiling, is the tefachim. It's a two-dimensional mechitze. It's a din mechitze. It's not an actual mechitze over all the ten tefachim. Over two tefachim, it's not maki before. It's maki for not over. But it doesn't matter. How about the mechitzes of an omut? So it doesn't maki the whole at all. It's maki for not over altogether. All the ten tefachim height, it's maki for not over. But it has a din mechitze. So here too, we have mechitzes. So, but why is the rishis hayochid without a kak? Because there is another requirement. It must have a hollow, open space of that one. If it is, doesn't have something similar to the concept of Dira Sucho by Suki. So here there is a chorus, there is a shaking, there is a lochin of Rishis HaYochid, that a Rishis HaYochid cannot be a Rishis HaYochid. It doesn't have a hollow of that. So, this is what he says. Veidish Lema, Yehochin Yishmach Tzitzin Yis Bachutz, Veidzor it's a Megimah, when it's Tarek. So, the same Tarek will have to be given by the Rabbi.